This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And this old boy here was somebody else, and he had done what all I did, although I wasn't near as wicked as some people, but still, I'd done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, and if I'd have been God, I'd have just killed me and got rid of me. But I know some people that were murderers, rapists. I mean, they hired killers. I mean, all kinds of people. I mean, I've had a man speak at my church, and he used to be a hitman. If you wanted somebody to die, all you do is come give him a couple of $100. He'd go kill them for you. That's where he lived. He spent a few years in prison. He got caught, and in prison he got saved. And now then, he's washed in the blood. And wow, you think, how, that man now is preaching the Word of God, mostly to children. And yet he used to be a hitman, kill people. You think, wow, what God can do. But he says there that has reconciled the world to himself, not even counting man's sins against them, so that anybody can come anytime. Well, he doesn't care who you are. He cares not if you're what nationality are you? Can be a Muslim. You know, you can be a Hindu. You can be an Indian. You can be a white man, a black man, a red man, a yellow man, a brown man. It makes no difference who you are. God does not hold your sins against you at this point. You can come and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and he will save you. And then he will put all his new stuff in you, and you become a new creature in Christ. Now then, he says in the next verse, verse 20, that we are now Christ ambassadors. We're an ambassador. We're supposed to speak for the King. So when we go places and minister to people, we're supposed to tell them that Jesus will save them. He will heal them. He will deliver them. He will set them free, because we've been ordained and commissioned by God to be his ambassadors, to go forth. And just as the Lord Jesus was sent by the King, by God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ sent us to go do the same things that the Father sent him to do. And he said that in his word. But most of us don't believe it. But God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as though Christ himself were pleading with you, receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled to God. That's our message. We're telling you. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. And as God's partners, we beg you not to lose or toss aside this marvelous message of God's great goodness. Now then, in verse 21 in the King James, I want to read that to you. When that man told me that he had read that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, he said it's a shame that there's just virtually no righteous men. Now look at what verse 21 says in 2 Corinthians 5. For he hath made him to be sin for us. God made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin. That was Jesus. That we, that's you and me, the believers in Jesus, we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now then, to be made the righteousness of God in Christ, you didn't have anything to do with it except belief. When you believed in Jesus, you became the righteousness of God in Christ. So if God sees you as a righteous instrument, then why don't you pray for somebody in faith? Because the Word of God says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when you come to God, say, God, I'm righteous. Now, I'm righteous because you made me righteous. Now, I will have to say, you and I should, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we should purify this piece of flesh that we live in. We should make it holy because he is holy. We should not sin because he did not sin. We should walk in obedience to his word because he walked without sin. Whenever we realize that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that all these things are ours, it will change the way you do business. And when you pray for someone, you can pray for that person in faith. The prayer of faith. Think about this. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Lord says, "But when you ask me for something, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering." James 1, 6 and 7. So when you ask, you must ask in faith. Well, how do you ask in faith? How do you know what God's will is? Well, you read His will. His will is His word. That is His last will and testament, the word of God. So somebody said, "Well, I'm sick and afflicted." Well, I don't know what my sin is, but I've tried to repent of every sin. Okay? Then turn to James chapter 1, verse 14, 15, and 16, and see what James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and see what kind of a promise God made you in James 5. James 1, he said, you must ask in faith. But James 5, he tells you a promise. He says in James 5:14, "Is any sick among you?" Well, now, as far as I'm concerned, that would include anybody in the church. Is any sick among you? Let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anoint him with oil. And the prayer offered in faith shall make the sick person well. The prayer offered in faith shall make the sick person well. All you've got to do is find you some men that know they're the righteousness of God in Christ and that they're joint heirs with Jesus, they're sons of God, and they're partakers of the divine nature, and they have purified their lives and they've stopped being anything but Christians. I mean, yeah, maybe they work for a living, but they don't belong to any organizations of any kind except the church. I don't have time for any kind of other organization except the church. I want to be a part of the living God in His church. Now, I don't have time to be a member of, there's all kinds of organizations out there, and every one of them are time consuming. Now, maybe some of them do good things. If you feel God's called you to be a part of some organization that do good for the kingdom of God and that glorify God in everything they do, then maybe that's okay if that's what God called you to do. But for me and my house, I don't want nothing to do. I hadn't got time to do nothing, be about nobody's work except Jesus' work and His word. Because I want to be able to pray the prayer of faith for people. But Jesus said there in James 5:14, if you can pray the prayer of faith, it will heal the sick. Anoint them with oil and a prayer of faith. So if you're sick, if you're a Christian, and if you're sick, when you go read James 5:14, 15, and 16, what you should do when you find you some righteous people, you go to your church. Hopefully you go to church. Hopefully you go to one that believes the word. Now, a lot of them today don't believe the word. But go to a church that believes the word of God and take that James 5:14 and tell your pastor, "I'm having a problem getting healed. I want to trust God totally, completely. I want to completely forget the doctors. I'm not going back to the doctors no more. I'm just coming to Jesus. And Jesus made me a promise in His word. He said, if I call you and the elders and y'all anoint me with oil and you pray the prayer of faith, God will heal me. Now then, I believe He'll do that." So if that pastor is a man of God, he'll believe James 5:14, 15, and 16. And he'll call two or three or four or five of his deacons, and those deacons, they will anoint you with oil, and they will pray the prayer of faith for you, and they will know they're the righteousness of God in Christ. Because it says there, the prayer at the end of that, verse 16, said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. But when you have those men pray for you, you need to ask them, "Do you believe when you pray for me, I'm going to be healed?" Now, if they say, if it's God's will, you will. If it's not, you won't. You don't want those guys to pray for you. Get them out of there. They're not men of faith. The Lord says the prayer of a righteous man. Well, if that man knows he's the righteousness of God in Christ, he knows these scriptures, he'll be able to operate in these gifts. And when they pray for you, they will say, "Yes, we believe with all of our heart that God's word's true. We are anointed men of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. And the Lord says in His word that if we ask Him for these gifts, and He gives many the gifts of healing, and even some the gifts of miracles. So we're going to believe him that he's going to do a miraculous work on you, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith for you and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that according to God's word, you're healed. And then you see to say, thank you, I receive it, you pray for me, you anoint me with oil, and it's done, it's written, I'm well. And they pray the prayer of faith for you, they anoint you with oil, and you go and you step out, and the next morning you wake up and you say, gee, I don't feel any better. In fact, I feel worse today than I did yesterday. But nevertheless, praise God, it's written in the Word, I know I'm healed. Now, I'm going to tell you a man that came to me just a few months ago, and this man's from New Mexico, and I'm even going to tell you his name. His name is Vernon Cannon. Him and his lovely wife, they've been married many years. Vernon is 77 years old. He was born with dyslexia. He had not been able to read. He came to a healing school a few months ago in Dallas, him and his wife. And after the healing school, he come up and asked me a question. He said, sir, do you think Jesus can heal dyslexia? I told him, no, sir. I didn't think he can. I know he can. He said, well, okay then. Will you pray for me? I've had dyslexia all my life. I've never been able to read. I prayed the prayer of faith for him. I asked God to heal him. And I rebuked the sickness and commanded it to leave and never come back in the name of Jesus. He said, what do I need to do? I said, you need to start worshiping and praising God that you can read. So he walked out of that healing school today saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I can read. His wife at first, can you read? Well, no, not really. But Thurman said for me to say it. So I'm saying it. I believe I can. I said, never, Ernie, you got to believe it. So he started saying it over and over. Of course, the more he said it, thank you, Lord, that I can read. Thank you, Lord, that I can read. Thank you, Lord, that I can read. In the name of Jesus, thank you. 2.5 months, he said that over and over and over. He still couldn't read. But he went to church that Sunday morning. Thank you, Lord, that I can read. He said, I looked up at the screen where the words were, which I'd never been able to read in 77 years. I said, Lord, thank you that I can read in the name of Jesus. And he said, all of a sudden, that screen became bright and clear, and I could read for the first time in 77 years. He went to dinner that day. He could read the menu. After they went home that afternoon, he told his wife. He said, I can read. Well, she'd heard him say that so many times, she didn't really believe it. But he said, honey, I really can read. So she got the Bible down, handed him a verse, said, read that verse. And he read it. And she was awestruck. A few weeks later, they come to a Tuesday night Bible study in Dallas. She had had a pain in her hand for 3 weeks, she said. But she said, I know if you can pray for me in the name of Jesus, I will be healed. Now, that's her faith. And I'm operating in the gifts of the Spirit. So when Vernon's wife came to Dallas, they drove all day long, come to a Tuesday night Bible study. I touched her in the name of Jesus. Operating in the gifts of the Spirit by faith, and Jesus instantly healed that woman. Now, let me tell you, these gifts will operate and act, and they will work for anybody that will believe them. If you will walk in obedience to His Word and do what He says, the King will do great and mighty things through you by faith in His Word.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.